Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
The hosts are actually Jason Bishop and the Glenn Academy Red Terror head coach, Rocky Hidalgo, sitting in for Kip, who is on hiatus again this week. Coach, thanks for stepping in.
Must be good to be Kip and just take those weekends off and don't have to work.
Kip is the star of the show, man. He does whatever he wants.
That's what I've learned about Kip Branch since I've been here in Glenn County.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take your calls. Look, we've got a wide-open show. Obviously, we're going to talk some Super Bowl stuff because the Super Bowl's on the way. But really, other than that, we're just going to kind of scrape and scrounge and try to find stuff to talk about because there's not really a whole lot going on in the world of sports outside the Super Bowl, and that doesn't get played for another week. So, yeah, we'll take your calls, and I actually will. 912-275-7017. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. We are on Facebook Live as well. Just find me on Facebook and click view. And this segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isle Speedway, and Golden Isle's Pharmacy. Golden Isle Speedway, the Super Bowl of Racing, February 3rd. Get your tickets. It's going to be a good time. You ever been out there, Golden Isle Speedway?
I have not. So I need to get out there one time. Bring the
this
kids.
Is the event you need to go to.
Well, I'm going
to
be in Miami, so it's not going to be. My daughter's playing volleyball in Miami, so okay. Is this the one they have they duke it out in the pits when it's over with? Because that's what I've heard. You want to be down in the pits afterward, listening to the drivers get after each other.
Yes.
Good question. Gosh, I'll get somebody with some video.
Yes. Super Bowl 52, Patriots and Eagles. I don't think that I'm too interested in this game. I'm a football guy, but I just don't think this game's going to be entertaining.
You know, I think you have to look at it different ways. First off, the Eagles played great last week against Minnesota. I mean, that's, you know, they continue to play like that this week. You got a chance to have a competitive game. The other side is, you know, a lot of people hate the Patriots. They don't want to see the Patriots win. I'm on the other side of that. I'm not necessarily a Patriots fan, but, man, it's kind of neat to see you don't get a chance to see a team like this in any sport, really, very often that's been so good for so long. So, you know, I just like to see them going and win another one and eventually Tom Brady retire, Belichick go away, and give the rest of us a chance.
Yes, I'm in agreement with you. I'm in complete agreement. I like the Patriots, too. I'm the guy that roots for the favorite. I'm the guy that doesn't root for the underdog. I like favorites. I'm the guy. I'm the evil empire.
You know, I'm probably on the other side of that usually, except when it comes to the Patriots. At some point in time, I changed. I was when they were, you know, one or two Super Bowls, I was rooting for the other team over there, and now I'm back on the other side. You know, I've got nothing else to do because the Saints, you know, blew their chance playing the NFC Championship game. And let's not talk about that because I'll break something here. Things look expensive.
Some of it in here, yeah. Not really. Any of this stuff in here is expensive. Yeah, I actually had the Saints in the Super Bowl, but that didn't happen.
I did too. I talked a lot of noise about the Saints in the Super Bowl. Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees is as good a quarterback as ever played the game, and I'd really want to see him win another Super Bowl. And God, that was disappointing. But he's coming back next year, so there's always 2018.
I don't see any way that the Eagles can win this game. I don't see a path. I don't see anything that, well, if the Eagles do, I don't see where they can create an advantage for themselves to be able to win this game. I don't see it.
Well, if they play defense and run the ball, they can. And I think when you look at the teams that have given the Patriots trouble in the past, generally they've shown up and they've been able to pressure the quarterback with four or five guys and play man free and two deep man under and take away all the easy throws for Tom Brady and put him on his backside. I think that's what you have to do, and they have to be able to go in and run the football. Whether they're built to do that or not, you know, you can't put the game in Foles' hands to beat Tom Brady one-on-one, because that's not going to happen. But, you know, I think they're built a little differently, and they played really well last week. They play like that again. They play great defense. They have a chance to win the game.
Nick Foles. That would be the only reason that I would root for the Eagles, because I like when guys like Nick Foles get to the Super Bowl. You know, Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl ring. I love it because he was terrible, and he's got a ring.
Have you ever met anybody from Philadelphia? If you have, there's Nick Foles is the only reason to root for Philadelphia. If you've met anybody from, I'm insulting people from Philadelphia, but I think it'd be neat for Nick Foles to win it, and then you got a chance. He's got a chance to earn some money when this thing's over with. I mean, that somebody's going to have to write a check for a guy who's a Super Bowl winner. So on the other side of that, there's a lot of storylines I think that are interesting in the game. Will the game be any good? I got nothing on that one.
Let's hope the commercials are.
Dilly dilly.
Nick Foles. I would rather have seen Blake Bortles and Tom Brady. Nick Foles and Blake Bortles. I would have rather seen two bad quarterbacks than Tom Brady and a bad quarterback. To me, that's just not entertaining football. I'd much rather see two quarterbacks that stink, that aren't any good, trying to win a Super Bowl championship.
Well, I mean, I think what you have is you have a guy who in Foles is going to have to manage the game. I think it brings some excitement to the game to have Tom Brady in there. And obviously, the Patriots are going to win. Tom Brady's going to have a great game. It's just two different teams playing the game. I think how they're going to have to score and how they're going to have to, their path to victory is different for both of those teams. I think that's interesting. The Patriots can rely on Tom Brady. The Eagles, not so much. I mean, you're going to have to go in there and play defense. They're going to have to go in there, and there's very little margin of error for the Eagles because of the quarterback situation, the comparison of the quarterbacks.
I just don't find this game interesting. It's just not interesting, Coach. New England's a 5-point favorite. New England's probably going to win that game. It's going to be another Super Bowl for Tom. Like, we've done this before. It's just not an interesting game to me. Like, the Falcons Super Bowl last year was interesting to me because the Falcons offense was so good. And I didn't think that New England was ever going to be able to stop that offense. And, I mean, for the most part, they didn't, but we all know what happened.
God intervened because God hates the Falcons. We all know that's true. But I'm, as a Saints fan, that was almost as good as the Saints winning the Super Bowl, watching the Falcons blow that lead. That was, I get a little tingle in my spine just thinking about that game from last year. You show up Sunday night and people are going to watch because it's the Super Bowl. What are they going to do? I mean, I don't even know what TV shows are on Sunday night, but whatever it is going to be reruns. So there's nothing else to do. Tune in, watch the commercials and root for Nick Foles to manage the game and something interesting will happen.
I hear Netflix is making a lot of good movies.
Yeah, they've got a lot of good stuff. But you'll be watching, you know. What are you going to do, watch, I don't even know, I'm trying to, off the top of my head, Pinky Blinders? You've seen that one on Netflix? Pinky Blinders?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Check that one out. That's pretty good.
Well, what's that about?
That's a British old, like in the 1920s, British gangsters. Pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. It's good.
I'm a Stranger Things, Black Mirror.
I won't go into detail because we've already talked about being fined on the air, but
yeah.
The first episode of Black Mirror kind of set me back there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you recall.
The season two or season one?
Season one. Okay. We're not going to go there. I don't know if you remember what that one was. He's going to research that one on the internet. But
we'll talk about it in a break.
It was spooky.
The Home for Oysters on St. Simons, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir.
Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas. 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Kip Branch is not with us today. He is out for the second consecutive week because he's Kip Branch and he's the star of the show and he just really gets to do what he wants. Basically, the way this went down is Kip went to management and said, you know, I'm just going to take this week off. I know I was off last week, but I'm going to take this week off. And because I'm Kip Branch, there's nothing you really can do about it. And that's really the way it went down.
I believe that. I believe that.
That's what happened.
But aren't you management?
Not high enough.
No. He went to your wife.
This show, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We will take your calls. I got to do a better job at getting the phone number out. 912-275-7017. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com streams live there if you miss any of the show. We are on Facebook Live. You can find me on Facebook. Hit play. Myself and Coach Rocky Hidalgo, who's sitting in for Kip. And this segment is brought to you by Jessup Furniture, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, and New Era Pools. Jessup Furniture, all your furniture needs. Huge warehouse, man. Like, if they don't have it, they'll get it for you, but it'd be really tough for you to find something they didn't have. Solid folks over there, too. I'm going to make an argument. We talked about this before the show came on. I'm going to make an argument that if Carson Palmer was the quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars in the game against the Patriots, Jacksonville would be in the Super Bowl instead of New England.
And maybe. I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's a maybe. But, you know, people, you know, want to poo-poo on Bortles. He got them to the AFC Championship. I mean, There are five sure, you know, can't miss quarterbacks in the NFL or so. There may not even be that many anymore. But outside of that, I mean, somebody's got to win some games without Drew Brees or Tom Brady or one of those guys, you know, Andrew Luck or whoever they are. And whether it's Carson Palmer or whether it's Blake Bortles has gotten them there. And, you know, and he did enough to get them there and almost won the game. I mean, they were very close to winning the game. So, you know, whether that was you want to put it all on his shoulders or not, that's tough to do. There's a lot of guys running around out there.
This is the segment where we do the week in review that I put together for you guys every week. So I think we're going to jump into that, and then we'll do our sound of the week, the pristine water sound of the week, and the Greenscapes Landscape and Design sound of the week. Give me a call on the pristine water landline. Nonetheless, week in review. And here we go. Tom Brady reminds me of a young Jason Bishop, even though he is older. Vikings, good job on making the NFC Championship game the worst in history ever. I would rather have seen Blake Bortles versus Nick Foles. I hope the commercials will be good. Nick Saban, rumored to the NFL. Yes, please go. The football season only has one more game. Time to renew Netflix. Stranger Things, here I come. If Nick Foles wins the Super Bowl, he will be the greatest Eagle quarterback to have ever lived. Major League Baseball is investigating whether the Marlins broke revenue sharing rules with their fire sale because Derek Jeter is a shortstop, not a businessman. Tiger Woods says he feels a little rusty. Tiger, that's what happens when you don't play in 10 years. Lawrence Nassar, there is a very warm spot already reserved for you in hell. Roger Federer is a better tennis player than Kit Branch. Caroline Wozniacki, first Grand Slam title. I wonder if Rory sent her a congrats text. I know the NBA is on, but unless they are fighting, I just don't really care. I've got three words for you. XFL. And these are my thoughts. Good stuff.
That is good. Now, do you watch, you don't watch any NBA basketball?
I do. Okay, so the truth about Jason Bishop and NBA basketball. I find it very difficult to get into college basketball and the NBA during the regular season. However, when the tournament starts and when the playoffs start, I can't move from the TV.
I do not watch NBA basketball at all until it gets in the play, into the playoffs. And then it kind of goes, they start competing. It's tough when you think about it. I guess they play, 81 games, 82 games in the mm-hmm. season to go out there and duke it out every other night like that. But when they get in the playoffs, man, they really, it's compelling TV to watch, and especially once they get in the second round, you start getting some good teams matched up against each other. And then just with NBA, with the NCAA, how do you pick your bracket if you're not following the regular season? You're just.
Well, I'll follow it enough to where I know who's good and who isn't, and then for the rest, I'll just say, Renee, which team's color do you like the best?
Where do you end up in your pool? In your pool.
No Come one will let me in.
There you. I'm always dead last. I'm literally dead last. I'm still picking. I'm picking LSU for the Final Four every year, which is generally a mistake. I've done it a couple of years. They didn't make the tournament, but I'm picking all the 12 seeds versus the fives. I'm dead last every year. I just donate my $20 to the pool, and I don't even go back to see where I am.
I was in a pool for like 2 years, and then they would not let me back in. And I guess word spread now. I can't even get into a pool.
Are you bragging on your NCAA tournament prognosticating over there? Is that what you're saying?
I'm actually doing the opposite. That it's so bad.
That's bad. They just don't mail the $20 in. Mm-hmm. I used to be in a pool with some guys every year, and every year the guy would leave his money on his desk and somebody would steal it. and finally, 200 people were like, man, we're out of here. But I still finished last, so I was never. It didn't affect me because I knew I wasn't going to win it.
Bill Belichick, after the win against the Jaguars, was asked about Tom Brady's injury with his hand. And look, the Patriots will tell you, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, all those folks will tell you that there's no tension. There's nothing weird going on in New England. I want you to listen to this little clip of Bill Belichick talking about Tom Brady's injury. And then you look me in my face and you tell me that there's nothing weird going on. This is the Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week.
Bill, did anything have to change game plan-wise because of Brady's hand?
Not that I'm aware of, Bob.
Can you just speak to the resourcefulness of Tom dealing with something like that midweek and then coming out and playing a huge game like that?
I mean, look, Tom did a great job, and he's a tough guy. We all know that, all right? But I'm not talking about open-heart surgery here.
That was awkward.
Nobody's in that room. I mean, it's tough to know that. But I know Belichick's always – he's a lot of times he's tongue-in-cheek a little bit with kind of what goes on there. Anyway, you can't get a square phrase out of him regardless. So, you know, we'll see at the end of the year how that's all going to shake loose. But
you didn't feel the awkwardness?
To me, every time Belichick talks, it's awkward. He's just kind of – it's like Nick Saban. I mean, those guys are cut from the same cloth. They're not going to give you anything when you speak to them. And, you know, that's kind of who they are.
Play it again.
Bill, did anything have to change game plan-wise because of Brady's hand?
Not that I'm aware of, Bob.
Right there, he's just staring at the report.
Can you just speak to the resourcefulness of Tom dealing with something like that midweek and then coming out and playing a huge game like that?
I mean, look, Tom did a great job, and he's a tough guy. We all know that, all right? But I'm not talking about open-heart surgery here.
I think that has more to say when he's probably looking at that reporter going, come on, man, seriously, he had a cut on his hand. You know?
So I'm going to stir the pot because that's what I'm good at. I think he's tired of Tom Brady getting all the credit for all the Super Bowls and how great that team is and him having to take a back seat to how good his quarterback is. And no one talks about enough, in his opinion, how good of a coach he is.
Well, I think people talk about him being the greatest coach in NFL history, so that's the first thing. And if he's tired of people talking about how great his quarterback is, he can always go take the Cleveland job, because I promise you, without a quarterback in the NFL, you're not winning any football games. I think he's done this long enough and won enough that those things probably don't impact him. I'd like to see Belichick go over and take that train wreck over. If he doesn't like having Tom Brady as quarterback, go to Cleveland and see if you can dust off Johnny Manziel's jersey and win a couple of Super Bowls over there. If he does that, we should bronze him. We should put him in a loincloth and bronze him and put him in front of the stadium over there in Cleveland. But I don't see it happening. You know, the NFL is a quarterback-driven league. He's got the best one. God bless.
The 2018 Rhino Ag Super Bowl of Racing, presented by General Tire at Gold and Isle Speedway. The Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series kicks off its season with this huge event. Check out all the top names in the Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series, February 1st through the 3rd. Thursday practice followed by two action-packed nights, Friday and Saturday. Hot laps start at 5 p.m. For more information, visit gisdirt.com or call the ticket office, 912-386-0061.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Some good news to pass along your way concerning the recruiting trail. Former Brunswick High linebacker Cam Fudge has committed to West Georgia, and former Glenn Academy linebacker Cameron McClellan committed to Florida Tech as well. McClellan blew out his ACL in the fourth game of the season against Wayne and did not play another snap for the Red Terriers, but congrats to you both. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is the product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In that press conference, Belichick just literally, and there's 10 seconds where he doesn't even answer the question. He just stares at the reporter. He just stares at him. He doesn't say a word. Just stares. You want to play again?
Knock yourself out. What I would really love to see, honestly, if I were a coach at that position, I'd bring a water gun to my press conference. And when people ask me stupid questions, I would just shoot them with – I had a teacher in high school that would do that. She'd shoot you with a water gun. Can't do that nowadays because there's, you know, zero tolerance on guns, and water guns included. Shoot them in the face with a water gun and move on. It's kind of like you do with your dog when you want him to get off the couch.
All right. We want to play it again?
Knock yourself out.
All right.
Bill, did anything have to change game plan-wise because of Brady's hand?
Right there, just staring at it.
Not that I'm aware of, Bob.
Can you just speak to the resourcefulness of Tom dealing with something like that midweek and then coming out and playing a huge game like that?
I mean, look, Tom did a great job, and he's a tough guy. We all know that, all right? But I'm talking about open-heart surgery here.
I'm just saying, we're not talking about open-heart surgery. Tom's a great quarterback, tough guy. It's not open-heart surgery.
I would imagine if it had been open-heart surgery, I'd feel comfortable with Tom Brady doing it, though, to be honest with you, because he does everything else really well.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, who's not here. Instead, Coach Rocky Hidalgo is sitting in for him on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'll take your calls if they're any good, 912-275-7017. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're on Facebook Live. Find me on Facebook, hit play. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and Big City Cleaners. Sea Palms Coastal Realty, buying, selling, renting, whatever, they got you covered. Good folks over there. They've been doing it a long time. They know their stuff. Carson Palmer, if he's the quarterback for the Jags, they're in the Super Bowl. And we don't even get this press conference.
What if it's Garoppolo?
No, let's do that.
No,
let's do that. What quarterbacks? Let's just go down the list. What quarterbacks would have gotten the Jags to the Super Bowl?
Vince Young. I'm kidding. That's a joke. God. I don't know about Vince Young. That's good. I don't know. That's a good question.
Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz. Carson Palmer.
Keep going. You're running out.
I'm running out.
See? You're running out. I mean, there's just not that many guys. Peyton Manning. Could Peyton Manning have come to get out of his –
Well, I want to keep it to guys.
Brad Paisley. I'm talking about right now, come off the bed. Week 14 of the NFL season. Could Peyton Manning have had gotten him to the Super Bowl after doing commercials with whatever that guy's name is? Blake Shelton, Brad Paisley. What's that guy's name? He does the
it's Paisley.
Paisley. I don't know. I don't follow country music too close.
Yes.
Peyton Manning.
Yes,
Mike Vick.
So you're going.
Mike Vick.
I'm trying to find.
Could Mike Vick? I mean, you're talking about how bad Bortles is. I mean, Bortles got to be. Just it's not there. There are a lot of guys. There are 28 other quarterbacks that weren't good enough to get him there.
Dude, here's the thing. You can make arguments for Blake. And look, here's the thing. I'll be the first one to tell you, Blake Bortles played a fantastic game against the Patriots and was a huge reason that they were right there at the end. I'm not taking that away from him, but what I will say, you as a coach, I hope will agree with me on this. What I will say is in the first half, when New England got it to 14-10, or whatever that score was, and there are 55 seconds left to go before the half, New England just scored. You got 55 seconds and two timeouts with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line, and you take a knee. I felt like that was because they didn't trust their quarterback.
Well, maybe. And the other side, maybe they trust their defense. So there's two sides of that. I think early in the game, they were running the football, running a lot of play-action passes. To me, when I look at the second, everybody always looks at the quarterback and goes, man, we didn't make enough plays. They look at Georgia in the second half. We didn't throw the ball enough. We didn't do those things. It, to me, it always comes down to running the football. When you run the ball, you run like 49 seconds off the clock. When you look at Jacksonville in the second half, I think they did a lot of drop back passes. They weren't running the football effectively, and they weren't be effective in the play action game. And so I see you looking up quarterbacks trying to figure out who we got in here, because we can't name 28 of them or 32 of them. But for me, I think you go back and their inability to run the ball in the second half is why they lost the football game. One more first down, they walk out of there as a winner.
All right, let's do this. What quarterback? I'm just gonna give you a name, and you tell me, yes, the Jaguars would have gotten the Super Bowl with that guy. Okay,
sure.
All right, Andy Dalton.
No.
Alex Smith.
Maybe.
Sam Bradford.
No.
Brock Osweiler.
No.
Ryan Tannehill. Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Cam Newton.
Yes.
Phillip Rivers.
Yes.
Here's an interesting one, Eli Manning.
Eli's been up and turned the ball over a bunch the last couple of years, but he's won a couple of Super Bowls, so I'll say yes.
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Joe Flacco.
No.
Kirk Cousins.
No.
Drew Brees.
Of course.
Yeah, I figured you're going to say that. Andrew Luck.
I don't know. I hadn't seen him play, and he's been kind of banged up and stuff. I say no. How many of these guys haven't won anything? I mean, none of these guys have gotten there either.
To me, that's not what I'm at. No. I just want skill level.
No, Andrew Luck, no. Derek Carr, no. Matt Stafford, no. None of them have gotten there. There's a handful of guys winning. Some guys are winners, and some guys are just along for the ride. And then the other side, you name those quarterbacks that say, yeah, those guys have been there. But Phillip Rivers, has he won one? Did he win a Super Bowl?
No.
See? I mean, he turns the ball over. I'm not saying it's a sure thing, but I don't think they're the sure things on that list are guys like Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. There are five or six guys that are sure things that probably get them through that game. They're significant upgrades. And then there's a bunch of quarterbacks that are just lumped together, and depending on how the rest of the team is, they get to keep their job for 5 years, or they get fired and they're shipped off to, Cincinnati to try their hand at Cincinnati. It's football's a team game. It's a team game, and there's just some of those guys just don't, Ryan Leaf, right?
Chad Henne?
Oh, no. But he did. Well, now it won't go there. So,
the best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club, 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles, and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In the break, we were talking about the most painful sports to watch on television, and Coach Rocky Hidalgo threw out the baseball thing, which, man, I'm in so much complete disagreement with you. I can sit down and watch a four-hour baseball game and be fine, thoroughly entertained the whole time.
God, you don't have anything to do at home. You live over there by yourself, and there's nothing to do over there. I live in an area with entertainment possibilities. So there are other things. You know what I would like to see, interestingly enough, with baseball? I think we ought to do, and this would probably help baseball, if they did away with the current, like, group of announcers they have and get, like, the comedians to announce baseball games. And it would be like Mystery Science Theater 3000, but with baseball, because baseball's got so much dead time. Everybody's got to come up. Interesting fact about Joe Smith, you know, he was born with six toes on his right finger. They have to come up with all of these things to make the game interesting between pitches and all that stuff, and between each swing of the bat, all those things. So I think if you put comedians in there, that they could just randomly make up things, funny things about people in the stands. It would be more interesting for me. It's painful to watch on television. Going to game, it's okay, you know. But like I said, I think the NFL is painful to watch in person because of all the TV timeouts. I mean, it's three plays and then we stop. It's a better game to watch on TV now. That's my opinion.
My wife hates baseball games.
I understand why. To watch them, you watch a lot. Are you a Braves fan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you watch like 162 Braves games.
Okay. Wait. When they are fair question. When they are good, I will sit down and I will watch every game that I can.
So 97 was the last time you saw a Braves game. Is that what you're saying?
Well played. I see what you did there. Yeah. So when they're bad, I'll watch the first 2-3 months.
Yeah.
And then if I'm at home and I have nothing else to do.
Then you realize this is awful. Yeah. This is awful TV. You know, this is what actually probably lends itself to baseball in this day and age. Everybody watches TV with like a tablet or flipping through their phone. And baseball is actually, that lends itself to baseball a little bit. Instead of, you know, talking with somebody like at the game, you're flipping through, you know, reading your Twitter account, seeing what, you know, somebody posted about the Republicans or Democrats on a Twitter account somewhere, and 147 replies about who's going to jail. Who's not going to jail, and then you look up and you see a pitch, and then you got, you know, a minute and 22 seconds to check out whatever website you're looking into before the next pitch. It's brutal for me. So I'll go down and watch the Terriers play a little bit, and I used to go to a few Braves games, but watching it at home on TV is tough.
I can do that much easier. I've been to hockey games in person. Fantastic. Great atmosphere. Everything's real fast. It's great entertainment. If you've never been to a hockey game, find one to go to. They're great. There's even the Jacksonville team that you can go watch.
The Icemen, I think they could have done a better job naming the team. The Icemen.
Probably.
It's not, you know, I don't know.
But if you've never been to a hockey game, get one. However, watching the hockey on television, great googly moogly. That's painful to do. That's painful. This segment brought to you by Alan David Tucker, Nat's Landing, Greenscapes Landscape and Design. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who isn't here, obviously. Red Terror head coach Rocky Hidalgo sitting in for him. I'll take your calls, 912. I'll take your calls, they don't suck. 912-275-7017, thesouthernsportsedition.com. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand at that website. And here we are on Facebook Live if you want to watch us. We're both very, very pretty to look at.
I would agree. Well, yeah. on my end at least. I'm not commenting on how good looking you are. That would be weird.
I'll take your calls via the Pristine Water landline if your call doesn't suck. Or Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week is Bill Belichick talking about how tough Tom Brady is, kind of. You want to play it again?
Right, knock yourself out.
All right, so this is Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. It's really weird. It's very awkward. Like, I can feel the tension in this conversation.
Bill, did anything have to change game plan-wise because of Brady's hand?
Awkward.
Not that I'm aware of, Bob.
Can you just speak to the resourcefulness of Tom dealing with something like that midweek and then coming out and playing a huge game like that?
I mean, look, Tom did a great job, and he's a tough guy. We all know that, all right? But I'm talking about open-heart surgery here.
So do you think Belichick's on the out in New England?
No.
You think it's over with?
No.
Brady and Belichick?
Your analysis of that situation during one of their breaks, I think, is spot on. If you can verbatimly?
I can't remember what I said 2 minutes ago, much less 15. What you have in New England is you have it's like brothers fighting. I mean, they'll put it aside to themselves and they'll move on with themselves. I mean, New England is one of those. It's a unique situation where you've had an owner buy in completely to what the coach is willing to do. If they sign somebody in free agents, they cut that guy loose. If he's not doing what he's supposed to do, the owner writes the check. He doesn't bat an eye. And Tom Brady's been the poster boy for that for, 15 years or whatever it is. And you have that relationship for a long time. There's going to be strains and strifes, but I think they'll put those things aside.
At the end of the day, Bill Belichick's job is to win football games for the New England Patriots, and there is going to come a day where Tom Brady will no longer be able to get the job done at quarterback. And so Bill Belichick wants to make sure that he has another quarterback in the wings that could be able to step in and at least make the Patriots or have the Patriots competitive and able to win football games, even if he doesn't play to the level that Brady has played over these last several years in his career. Brady, on the other hand, wants to finish a Patriot. I think you said this, wants to finish a Patriot. And he understands he's 40 years old. And his window isn't as wide open as it once was. But he wants to – they're still winning. He's still playing at a high level. So he's ticked off that Belichick has the mindset of, I need to go ahead and get another quarterback in the stable because Brady, the window's closing.
I think all those things are true. But how much longer does Bill Belichick want to do this? How old is Belichick now? He's, upper 60s. Saban, I think, is 66, and Belichick's older than him. I mean, he's got to be in his upper 60s. It's hard for me to see Bill Belichick looking at long-term plans for the Patriots 4 or 5 years down the road, because I don't think he's planning on being there that long. I could be wrong. I mean, but I just don't see that. I think this is that people always try to read into things because you don't know the story that goes on behind closed doors. I think this is one of those moments that people are looking in there. Sure, Tom Brady wants to finish a Patriot, and I think that's probably paramount for everybody over there. But I just don't see Belichick trying to look around, trying to figure out how to set the Patriots up for the next 5 years to be successful. I think he's trying to say, let's ride this thing out, and we're going to move on.
We'll see. We're going to take a break. This is not a heartbreak, it's a soft break, so we can take whenever we want. But on the other side of the break, I'm going to ask Coach Rocky Hidalgo whether or not the Georgia Bulldogs should have won that championship game against Alabama.
That yard getting out of control? Or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Some good news to pass along your way concerning the recruiting trail. Former Brunswick High linebacker Cam Fudge has committed to West Georgia, and former Glenn Academy linebacker Cameron McClellan committed to Florida Tech as well. McClellan blew out his ACL in the fourth game of the season against Wayne and did not play another snap for the Red Terriers, so congrats to you both. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk, spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
All right, Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Kip's not here. Kip went to management and said, yeah, I want another week off. And they gave it to him because he's Kip Branch. He's the star of the show. He gets what he wants. Me, I asked for a week off. I've got to ask for it 3 months in advance. And I might get it. Maybe. So sitting in for him, the head coach of Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo, 912-275-7017. I might take your calls via the Pristine Water landline. This segment brought to you by Pristine Water, Coconut Kebs, and Brunswick Country Club. Pristine Water, not only will they come and maintain your pool, they also will supply your office with coffee and that big bottle of water that you get and you put in a little cone, plastic cones that you drink out of. They do that too.
I love those as a kid, the cones anyway.
In case you missed it, Georgia lost the national championship game. Breaking news. Georgia lost the national championship game. Our breaking news bit, Alabama beats Georgia in the national championship game. Coach, should Alabama have won that game?
Alabama did, so they did. They should have. You know, I'll just say this to all the Georgia fans out there. I'm a diehard LSU fan. But, you know, God runs the universe on the tears of University of Georgia football fans. And it is what it is. And you know, I've got a lot of friends who are Georgia football fans, and God bless them. That stung. I hurt for them. If I'm going to confess, I would never tell them that, but I'll say it on the air. I hurt for them the way they lost that game. But, you know, Georgia's taken a lot of criticism about how they played the second half. They ran the ball too much. They didn't let Fromm throw it. The truth of the matter is when you're winning, when you're up second half, you're playing good defense, then you run the football and you play defense, you shorten the game. Every time you throw the football, you put 38 seconds back on the clock. Three passes gives the other team a possession, another possession. I think a lot of things went on in that game. I think the biggest thing was that Alabama changed quarterbacks, which one of the gutsiest things I've ever seen. But I can say what you want about Nick Saban. The guy's a great football coach. He takes a lot of criticism on you know, some of the ways he may have handled players and the recruiting stuff. But the guy is he's a great football coach, and the choice to change quarterbacks from a guy who's won a national championship, played for one, and was the conference offensive player of the year a couple years before, that's a gutsy move. And I think they looked around and said at halftime, hey, you know, we're not going to win the game with Jalen Hurts playing quarterback. We put this other kid in. We might get beat 50-0 here, but it gives us an opportunity to win the game. I think he took a chance. He risked getting embarrassed in the national championship game, and it worked out for him. On the Georgia side, I mean, I think, you know, if the cornerback on that touchdown throw, if he does anything to reroute the receiver and give the safety some help over the top, everybody talks about the safety not getting over the top. The safety was trying to split number one and three on the backside. If the corner reroutes, sinks, gets his hands on him, finally to the safety, any of those things, the safety has a chance to make a play on that football. And so the safety is unjustly crucified, has been unjustly crucified in that for that play. But to me, the corner should have gotten something on that guy and squeezed him down and helped the safety out. It was heartbreaking. If I've been there, I mean, our semifinal game was heartbreaking. Sometimes you're just not meant to win. And at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
When Alabama scored the touchdown, they immediately confetti flies. And my first thought was that the defensive back fell down. So I wanted to see the replay. So I was like, okay, this sucks. I want to turn this off, but I want to see the replay. And so game's over. Nick Saban, they get Nick Saban, he interviews, and he just keeps talking and talking. And I like Renee's making fun of me, but I'm yelling at him, stop talking. I want to see the replay. Shut up. And then, of course, Nick Saban gets off, and they're like, okay, finally the replay. Nope. Then we go to Jalen Hurts, and they're interviewing Jalen Hurts. And he gets long-winded. I'm like, stop talking. I don't want to hear anything you have to say. I just want to see the replay. They get done with him, and then they pull in another player. I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? I just want to see the replay. I don't care what any of them have to say. And after I've sat there for 10 minutes and listened to interviews, finally they show the replay, and no one fell down. Was my reaction.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough for that kid because, I mean, it's, you know, he's got single receiver over there. He should help the safety out. That's tough on his side. You know, that kid's going to have to, you know, live with that kind of the next year. I guess the other side of that, he'll probably be one game better, I'm assuming, if he's back. I don't know if the kid's back or not, but that's sometimes that happens in football. A guy blows it. I mean, you see guys in the NFL, the guy with the Saints who missed the tackle the last play versus that was awful for a guy who makes millions of dollars a year. I mean, I promise you, if you paid me millions of dollars to tackle that guy, I would somehow grab him and hit him with my purse. I'd get him down. We'd win that game. That's a tough one. It's tough to lose a game like that.
All right. So the answer to your question is yes, Georgia should have won.
No, because I already said that God runs the universe on the tears of Georgia fans. So God wants us all to hear about Herschel Walker and Buck Ballou for 37 more years. That's he's not punishing Georgia fans. He's punishing the rest of America in the Southeast that we have to hear about, the 1980 national championship year. I'm going to get some dirty emails at the school over that one. Thank you.
I do what I can. I agree with you, man. Like the time, look, I'm a Georgia fan just like everyone else. But the difference with me being a Georgia fan is I don't wear the blinders. Like, I'll tell you the truth about it. The time is coming, long gone, for us to still be talking about Herschel Walker and the 1980 championship. Every other team, traditional powerhouse in the SEC, has won national championships in the BCS era at least. LSU, Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, Florida, Georgia, except for Georgia. All their peers, those traditional powers in the SEC, have won championships at least in the BCS era, with the exclusion of Georgia.
But why is that? Why do you think that is?
I think it's the same reason that the Falcons blew a 28-3 Super Bowl lead.
God hates.
I think it's the same reason that Mark Wohlers hangs a slider to Jim Leyritz in the 96 World Series where Atlanta has demolished the Yankees in the first two games. Same reason.
Well, I'm only kidding when I say God runs the universe on the tears of Georgia fans. Here's this for you. You know, you look at all those other teams. I think when you look at Georgia, they've been stuck behind some great teams. I mean, you've had Florida and Tennessee there in the East there for a little bit. They probably would have a couple of national championships if it weren't for Alabama and LSU had a couple of great teams. It's tough. I think the only measure of success is winning a national championship. We're all failures except for Nick Saban. I mean, it just is what it is. That's really difficult. I think Mark Richt, when you look at Mark Richt, a lot of people felt like Mark Richt can't get him to a championship game, and they had to get rid of him. I think Mark Richt averaged 9.8 wins a year at a school that averages 7.4, and it's going to be really tough. And I love Kirby Smart. I think he's a great coach. I think it's going to be really tough for Kirby Smart to average more than 9.7 wins or 9.8 wins a year. And this is what everybody says. Georgia's one of the top five jobs in college football. Is it? Is it one of the top five jobs in college football? You're a Georgia fan. You said you took your blinders off.
Texas, USC, Alabama, Ohio State. That's four. Georgia's a better job than Notre Dame currently.
Is it a better job than Notre Dame, or is it the same job? See, this is where I think. This is what I believe. I think there are three jobs better than every other job in America. Three jobs. I think there's Alabama, Ohio State, and USC. Those are the three best jobs in America. I think they're the only ones in the last 30 years that have shown they can compete for a national championship every year in a five-year. They can win multiple national championships in a very short window of time.
Florida State.
How many did they win?
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas. 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever, or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The 2018 Rhino Ag Super Bowl of Racing, presented by General Tire at Golden Isle Speedway. The Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series kicks off its season with this huge event. Check out all the top names in the Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series, February 1st through the 3rd. Thursday practice followed by two action-packed nights, Friday and Saturday. Hot laps start at 5 p.m. For more information, visit GISDirt.com or call the ticket office, 912-386-0061.